with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump was in Michigan today, where he lauded his efforts at combating illegal immigration at the southern border.
We've set all-time records for the lowest number of illegal border crossings ever recorded. Think of that, ever recorded. The number of illegal border crossers released into the United States is down, listen to this please, 99.999%.
While in Michigan, he promised to ease some auto tariffs, a move that could resonate in car-building Michigan. At a news conference, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he will not get into details of any tariff relief for automakers.
I can tell you that it will go substantially toward reshoring American auto manufacturing. And again, the goal here is to bring back the high quality industrial jobs to the U.S. President Trump is interested in the jobs of the future, not the jobs of the past.
For some reason, Denmark seems to be paying more attention to Greenland lately, correspondent Rich Thomason reports.
Denmark's King Frederick X has kicked off a visit to the semi-autonomous territory that President Trump has expressed a strong interest in because of its strategic location. The Danish monarch's trip to the island's capital city of Nuuk this week follows the new Greenlandic prime minister's visit to Copenhagen earlier this week. Mr. Trump says mineral-rich Greenland is crucial for American security. Rich Thomason, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 300 points. The NASDAQ rose 95, with the S&P 500 index advancing by 32 points. This is SRN News. Teenagers are worried about social media.
We all know that moms and dads think Instagram, TikTok, and the rest of them are harmful to young people in a lot of ways, but now the kids themselves are catching on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 48% of teens believe that social media harms people their age, up from 32% just 2 years ago. Experts say social media exposes adolescents to a variety of bad things, including pornography and sex trafficking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another court in the United Kingdom rules against transgenderism. The Court of Session in Edinburgh, Scotland, says public schools in the country cannot allow males to use female restrooms, locker rooms, or other facilities. That decision comes hard on the heels of Britain's highest court announcing this month that men who are living as women cannot be considered actual biological women under the law. This is SRN News. UPS is cutting jobs and locations big time.
UPS is looking to slash 20,000 jobs and close more than 70 facilities. That's as it's drastically reducing the amount of Amazon shipments it handles. It plans to close 73 leased and owned buildings by the end of June. UPS said that it's still reviewing its network and may identify more buildings to be closed. In January, UPS announced that it reached a deal with its biggest customer, Amazon, to lower its volume by more than half by the second half of next year. The company also said they'd partnered with Amazon for almost 30 years, and when its contract came up this year, UPS decided to reassess the relationship. I'm Haya Panjwani.
General Motors is recalling nearly 600,000 vehicles across its Cadillac, Chevrolet, and GMC brands in the U.S. That's due to potential manufacturing defects. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.